Can you imagine yourself looking in the mirror saying, perfect?
I feel that way now.
Really?
I really do feel that way.
Nothing else you'd tweak,
no,
touch?
No, there's nothing else.
But Heidi, Heidi, you're addicted to plastic surgery.
But I do love it, and I appreciate it. And I appreciate the science behind it. I mean, how incredible has, you know, have we been blessed to even have the surgery that we have? We're so advanced. I mean, if Cleopatra were alive now, I'm sure she'd have triple D's and all the works done, like a lot of people I know. But there's always been a struggle between pain and beauty, I feel like, since the beginning of time.
Would you feel odd if you were an 80-year-old woman in a 50-year-old woman's body?
No, I'd feel beautiful.
Really?
Yeah. Would you feel odd being an 80-year-old man and a 50-year-old woman?
I think people would know.
Obviously.
I think they would know.
Especially if you
told them.
You're
old. What are you doing?
Or they'd be like, you're old. You look great. More power to you.
But it's part of the process. It's part of the beauty of life. We mm-hmm. grow. We're little. And we get to a certain age. And then we wither away. It's kind of a... But you're resisting that.
Well, you wither away either way. And at the end of the day, you die. So I think that process is inevitable. It's how you want to age. That is your choice, and that's the beauty of modern science and this life that we've been born in, and free will. You know, it's a beautiful thing, in my opinion, that we have that choice.